Welcome to another edition of I've Heard That Song Before. Every Sunday morning, we go back to the days of the big bands, the jazz artists, and those wonderful singers who delighted music fans during the years from 1920 to 1960. My name is Stephanie Robinson, and please join me for the next hour for some great music from days gone by. I'll See You in My Dreams from 1936, a recording by pianist Teddy Wilson of the Isham Jones Gus Kahn number. We didn't hear the lyrics this morning, but we heard the melody, which was written, of course, by Isham Jones. And Teddy on piano, joined by Ben Webster on tenor sax, Irving Randolph on trumpet, and Vito Musso on clarinet. And as always, very fine bass and guitar and drum section, John Kirby, Alan Royce, and Cozy Cole. One of the many recordings they made for the Brunswick label back in the 1930s. And we will be hearing again from Teddy a little later on in the program. And they start off this morning's show, and this morning we have songs about dreams. Well, dreams and dreaming was a very popular topic with songwriters back when, and I suppose it still is. It's things you want to hope for, and daydreaming, it's always fun to do. And the songs were equally popular with the performers. We have many, many recordings made of the various songs, and we're going to hear a tiny selection of that today. And we're going to start. We will have songs from the 1920s through to the 1950s. And we'll go now to 1945 to the Columbia label. Actually, we were on the Columbia label, Brunswick, of course, for which Teddy Wilson recorded, became the Columbia label. This is a little later on, 9 years later. And who should be singing with Columbia at that point but Frank Sinatra, along with a host of other very famous singers and musicians. And he's going to bring us a number written by Ruth Lowe, Paul Mann, and Stephen Weiss called Put Your Dreams Away, which was written in that year, and I believe that Frank was the first performer to record the song. I'm sure it went on to become a big hit for him. And then we'll go back a little bit to the early 1940s to a very, very popular orchestra that was around at the time, the one led by Glenn Miller. They were really at the peak of their popularity. And we will hear them with a song about a place in Ohio called Dreamsville, Ohio. I'm assuming it really exists. You know, I should have checked on that, but I didn't, I'm afraid. Well, if it doesn't, it still makes up for a wonderful song. Ray Eberly, of course, as I said, will be providing the lyrics. The song is written by Craig Lee, Judy Freeland, and Al Rinker, who, of course, Al was a big friend and co-performer with a very young Bing Crosby way back when. Went on to become a very accomplished songwriter. And we'll stay in the 1940s, I believe 1949, to one of the loveliest of the jazz trios around at the time. In fact, the leader of this trio is credited with having created the piano trio, and that, of course, is Nat King Cole. Superb pianist and a lovely, lovely voice. Well, he's going to bring us the number along with his trio, written by Harry Warren and Al Dubin for the film Moulin Rouge. And it's called Boulevard of Broken Dreams. Three more songs about dreams, and we'll hear now from Frank Sinatra, Put Your Dreams Away.
Put your dreams away for another day, and I will take their place in your heart, wishing on a star never got you far, and so it's time to make a new start. At night, fade before you. Then I'll have the right to adore you. Let your kiss confess this is happiness, darling, and put all your dreams away. At night fade before you, then I'll have the right to adore you. Let your kiss confess this is happiness, darling, and put all your dreams away.
come with me to Dreamsville,
Ohio.
There's no better place to dream.
There's a winding lane that leads you
down to a stream. When the moon comes up in Dreamsville, it lights the town below.
Then you'll know the sweetest moments
you ever know. You'll find a kissing rock. Happiness in Dreamsville,
Ohio.
Even money couldn't buy
all that's missing down in Dreamsville is you and I.
Missing down in Dreamsville is you and I.
Along the street of sorrow, the boulevard of broken dreams, where gigolo and gigolette can take a kiss without regret, so they forget their broken dreams. You laugh tonight and cry tomorrow when you behold your shattered schemes. And gigolo and gigolette wake up to find their eyes are wet with tears that tell of broken dreams. Here is where you'll always find me, always walking up and down. But I left my soul behind me in an old cathedral town. The joy that you find here you borrow, you cannot keep it long, it seems. But gigolo and gigolette still sing a song and dance along the boulevard of broken dreams. My soul behind me in an old cathedral town. The joy that you find here you borrow, you cannot keep it long, it seems. But gigolo and gigolette still sing a song and dance along the boulevard of broken dreams.
And you're listening to I've Heard That Song Before on CHUO 89.1 FM. And this morning we're listening to songs on the theme of dreams. A very popular one, as I mentioned, and we have a small selection from the many songs written on this theme this morning. We just heard from Nat King Cole and his trio with Boulevard of Broken Dreams from the film Moulin Rouge. And that, of course, was also made very popular by Tony Bennett a little later on. Before that, we heard Glenn Miller and his orchestra with Dreamsville, Ohio. And we started out with Frank Sinatra from 1945 and Put Your Dreams Away. Well, we're going to carry on. We're going to go back a little in time to the late 1920s and the 1930s for our next three songs, to a couple of groups that I've never heard of before, but they're fine nonetheless. I think I've had them in my library for a while, but I never quite noticed them. We're going to hear them this morning. The first group is called the High Hatters, and they recorded in 1929 the song I'm a Dreamer, Aren't We All. That was written by Lou Brown, Buddy De Silver, and Ray Henderson for the Fox musical Sunny Side Up, one of the early film musicals in 1929. And it's very typical of the time, and it's a lot of fun, so I hope you enjoy it. Then we'll move forward to 1932, to a group called the Imperial Dance Orchestra. And this features the trumpet of Bunny Berrigan. And they're going to bring us a number called Dream Sweetheart that was written by Bud Green. I couldn't find out very much about this particular group either, though I gather it was one of lots of different bands that recorded for the various studios back then. A lot of the very famous jazz artists of later years were working in around New York at the time and other places, and they got together in the studio for various sessions, and mix and match it was. Well, the Imperial Dance Orchestra was one such group, and we'll hear them with Bunny Berrigan's trumpet. And then we'll move over to the UK to, and I think around about 1937, 1938. And very popular at the time was an American who made his home in the UK in the 1920s and stayed. And that's Charlie Coons, one of the loveliest pianists in popular music. Went on to have, of course, a wonderful career as a solo pianist. But he also led a dance band called the Kasani Club Dance Band, and, of course, featured at the Kasani Club in London. And in the late 1930s, he had a young lady singing with his band called Vera Lynn. And I think you'll probably recognize that name. She, of course, went on to greater glory as well. They're going to bring us a number written by Cliff Friend and Dave Franklin called When My Dreamboat Comes Home. And we'll hear now from the High Hatters with I'm a Dreamer, Aren't We All?
Thank you. Aniston Jazz, tune into In Transition with me, Randy McElligott, every Sunday between noon and 2 p.m. Coming to you from the University of Ottawa, I feature jazz from the past, present, and everything in between. That's In Transition, Sundays on CHUO FM 89.1.
If you think you know radio, stick around and give us a try. Your ears won't believe what they're hearing. This is CHUO 89.1 FM, independent radio for Ottawa-Gatineau.
Chaque lundi à 18h, Pastiche vous fait un tour d'horizon des événements culturels de notre région. Et ça, c'est sur CHUO au 89,1 à Ottawa et Gatineau.
And you are listening to I've Heard That Song Before on CHUO 89.1 FM. We're coming to you from the University of Ottawa. We have songs on the theme of dreams for you. And as I said, it was a very popular theme. And we heard from Charlie Coons and his Kasani Club Orchestra with Vera Lynn and When My Dreamboat Comes Home. Before that, two earlier numbers, the Imperial Dance Orchestra, featuring the trumpet of Bunny Berrigan and Dream Sweetheart from 1932. And we started out with a group called the High Hatters, about whom I know nothing, I'm afraid. But they were cute, from 1929. With the song from the Fox musical Sunny Side Up, the song I'm a Dreamer, Aren't We All? Well, we've got lots more songs about dreams for you this morning, and we are going to go to 1934 for our next recording, and then we have two recordings from 1950. From 1934, we're going to hear a wonderful band, the one led by drummer Chick Webb, and one of the great bands around at the time. Chick, one of the great drummers of all time, too. And the song that they're going to bring us this morning is called If Dreams Come True, which was written by Irving Mills, Edgar Sampson, and Benny Goodman. And in addition to Chick on the drums, also featured from the orchestra are Taft Jordan on trumpet, Edgar Sampson on alto sax. He, of course, helped to write the song. Then we'll go forward, as I mentioned, to 1950 for our following two songs. First to the Columbia label and then to the Capitol label. From the Columbia label in 1950, we'll hear very fine jazz singer, I think we heard her a couple of weeks ago, Lee Wiley. She's joined by Joe Bushkin, great pianist, and his swinging strings, along with the trumpet of Bobby Hackett. They're going to bring us a number written by Victor Young and Sam Lewis called Street of Dreams. And then we'll go, as I said, we'll stay in 1950, go over to the Capitol label, to a pianist called Armand Hugg. And I don't think I've ever featured him before on the show. Or if I have, it's been so long ago that I can't find any record of it. He was born, raised, and had his entire career in the wonderful jazz capital of New Orleans. I played with a number of groups, and I'm not sure which one he's with this morning. It's either his Louisianans or his New Orleans jazz men. Lots of talent in the group, anyway. Burt Lowe wrote the song, and it's called Sweetheart of All My Dreams. As I said, that will feature Armand Hugg on piano. And we'll start with the Chick Webb Orchestra from 1934, If Dreams Come True.
night. You heavy laden, it's midnight. Come on and trade in your old dreams for new, your new dreams for old. I know where they're bought, and I know where they're sold. Midnight, you got to get there at midnight, and you'll be met there by others like you. Brothers is blue, smiling on the street of dreams. Love laughs at a king. Kings don't mean a thing on the street of dreams. In two can be made like new on the street of dreams. Gold, silver, and gold, all you can hold is in a moonbeam. Poor, no one is poor. His love is sure on the street of dreams.
Armand Hugg with his New Orleans Jazzmen, or his Louisianans, I'm not sure which, with a song written by Burt Lowe called Sweetheart of All My Dreams. And Armand recorded that in 1950 for the Capitol label. Before that, we heard Lee Wiley along with Joe Bushkin and Bobby Hackett, Street of Dreams, also from 1950. And we started out with Chick Webb and If Dreams Come True. Well, you're listening to I've Heard That Song Before on CHUO 89.1 FM. We are listening this morning to songs about dreams. And we have, well, three or four left in the show for you this morning. And we're going to go now to 1937, again to the Columbia label. In fact, I think our next three songs are all the songs in remain in the show are from the Columbia label, so we're certainly featuring that label this morning. But in 1937, one of the folks recording for the Columbia label and a very popular artist was Mildred Bailey. I like to think of her as one of the great swing singers, jazz, swing, whatever you want to call it. She started out with Paul Whiteman, moved on to work for the Columbia label with her husband, Red Norvo, one of the giants of jazz. Red's primary instrument was the vibraphone. They also played a very fine piano and went on, of course, to have a very long career right across all the different developments in jazz. In the 1930s, he had often accompanied Mildred in the studio on her songs, and also working with them at the time was a very fine arranger called Eddie Sota. And that's the combination we'll hear this morning, along with Mildred Bailey. And she is going to bring us A Thousand Dreams of You, written by Paul Francis Webster and Louis Alter. Then forward to 1945, to a very fine alto sax player and clarinetist, and also no mean vocalist, Woody Herman. He had taken over Isham Jones Orchestra in 1936 and went on for decades. Greatly respected and had some particularly fine artists in his lineup. He's going to bring us the number I Don't Care If I Never Dream Again from 1945. And then staying with the Brunswick, later Columbia label, we will hear, I promised you some more Teddy Wilson, and here he will be, accompanying the lovely voice of Billie Holiday. This is one of the many recordings that Teddy and Billie, along with a host of other wonderful jazz artists, made for the Brunswick label in the 1930s. The song is If Dreams Come True, which is written by, oh, you know, we've already heard it. I'm sorry about that, but in instrumental form. We heard it in the last set from Chick Webb. Well, there you are. We're going to hear it again. From Billie Holiday with Teddy Wilson, Buck Clayton on trumpet, Benny Morton on trombone, Lester Young on tenor sax, Freddie Green on guitar, Walter Page on bass, and Joe Jones on drums. And that will be, as I mentioned, If Dreams Come True, featuring the voice of Billie Holiday from 1938. And we'll start with Mildred Bailey and Red Norvo, A Thousand Dreams of You.
A thousand dreams of you. It's been but you. And all my dreams came true. I don't care if I never love again. How could there be a greater love for me? There was a time I used to lie on my pillow, drifting along on a star. But now I find I don't rely on my pillow. I'm on a star when I'm where you are. I don't care if I never dream again. Since I found you, no more dreaming to do.
Yeah.
And you are listening to I've Heard That Song Before on CHUO 89.1. And we are now, well, almost at the end of the show, and we have one more song for you, again from the Capitol label. Now, this time featuring the trumpet of Dick Carey. It's from 1959. The song is written by Stephen Foster, and I'm sure you've heard this one before. I Dream of Jeannie with the Light Brown Hair. And it's brought to us by Dick Carey, who will be playing the trumpet along with his group called, I love this name, Dick Carey and his Dixieland Doodlers. Isn't that wonderful? Here he is with I Dream of Jeannie with the Light Brown Hair. Concludes this week's edition of I've Heard That Song Before. Please stay with us now for In Transition with Randy McGilligott. 2 hours of great jazz coming up for this afternoon. My name is Stephanie Robinson, and thanks so much for joining me today on I've Heard That Song Before.